USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky turned down Russia's ultimatum to surrender the southern port city of Mariupol. The Kremlin was continuing to look for a victory somewhere as its forces are in what appears to be a stalemate. Russia told Ukraine if they surrender Mariupol, civilians would be able to leave the heavily damaged city and humanitarian aid can enter. Day one on Capitol Hill for Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson. She will spend the next couple of days at least in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee, beating back Republican assertions that she's soft on crime is Vermont Democrat Patrick Leahy.
She hails from a law enforcement family. And no, she's not soft on crime.
The GOP made it clear that they would sharply question her record. Wall Street at the close Monday, the Dow was down 202 points, the NASDAQ was down 55, the S&P 500 was off a couple. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
A senior air safety official appointed by the National Transportation Safety Board will represent the U.S. in assisting the investigation of a plane crash in Asia.
A China Eastern Airlines Boeing 737-800 with 132 people on board crashed in the mountains in southern China on a domestic flight Monday after dropping 31,000 feet in 1 minute. China's media is reporting contact was lost with the plane over Wuzhou and there were no signs of survivors. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pryor.
Thousands of grocery store workers in Southern and Central California are deciding on whether to authorize a strike. The vote involves about 47,000 workers who work in hundreds of stores owned by either Kroger or Albertsons. The latest three-year deal ended earlier this month. No agreement was reached before the contract expired. The potential strike would include grocery clerks, meat cutters, and pharmacists. Results of the vote will be released this coming Sunday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
A driver is in custody as Pennsylvania State Police investigate an incident where three people, including two troopers, were killed. It happened early Monday morning in Philadelphia on southbound I-95 near the sports stadiums. Troopers Martin Mack III and Brandon Siska were trying to get a man walking on the highway to safety when all three were hit by another vehicle. They were declared dead at the scene. The troopers' organs are being donated. The civilian has not been identified. One Mid-Atlantic state is doing what it can to lower gas prices.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan signed emergency bipartisan legislation to immediately suspend the state of Maryland's gas tax for 30 days.
Which makes Maryland the first state in the nation to immediately suspend collection of the gas tax. As we continue to stand in solidarity against Russian aggression in Ukraine, and as Marylanders face the impact of surging inflation with the average price of gas rapidly rising, this bipartisan action will provide some relief from the pain at the pump.
Georgia became the second state to cut their gas tax, and 17 other governors are considering the same legislation. Reporting from the USA Radio Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Veteran talk show host Maury Povich is retiring. The 83-year-old Povich was a broadcast journalist prior to the turn to daytime TV. He will walk away from his eponymous talk show after 31 years. NBC Universal, which produces the show, says new episodes will air through September. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.